Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh wow.
I'll be out till about 6. I got another lady I need to pick up back over like off Urban Park and Broadway. Take her down to UIC, and at least she's not scheduled to get picked up back until 5, which by the time I get her back it'll be 6.
Okay.
By the time I get home probably 7.
Yeah. Oh, you get to keep the van though, huh?
Yeah.
Switch out.
I'm working tomorrow too. I don't know why this lady parked this big old thing over here and just walked in where you left out of. I was like, it was okay.
Right. She had a lot of room.
Exactly.
Okay, Lord gave us some sun for some good hours.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be raining tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they said supposed to be severe thunderstorms. They said between 12 and 1.
Mm.
But see, it's just started changing.
Right.
Yeah, my TV, that lightning hit last night, knocked my TV out. So
did it?
Yeah, now I gotta go buy another TV today.
That's probably what happened to my TV. I had been gone mostly all afternoon. I didn't even know that it had rained. Because where I was over west, and out southwest, it didn't rain over there. And back my TV was looking all crazy, whatever. I had to like go in and try to really fix it, to straighten it out and everything, because picture was all messed up and everything.
Right. See, I don't have nothing, but my screen just black. You can hear the sound. So
mine was almost black. Yeah, you could see the picture, but it was almost black. So I'm looking like.
Yeah. See, I don't know if the picture tube went out there.
I was able to go back in. It took me a while to figure it out. I was able to go back in the settings and fix it.
Oh yeah.
But it took a while for me to do that.
What did you
I changed the picture mode to like movie, which sort of straightened that out. And then I also went into the the brightness of the picture and everything, and I changed that too. And that fixed the problem. So you might want to look at that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that since you're telling me. Because see, what happened is when I turned my TV on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can see like a flash of light and then it goes black. Mm-hmm. But the sound is perfect in it. It's really a brand new TV.
Yeah, I've had mine
about a year and a half.
Yeah, I haven't really had mine since the pandemic, since last year. Right. So I was like, hope this thing didn't go out, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, let me see what I can do with it. So I changed
the mode, the picture.
Yeah, the brightness
of the thing front. Is when I go to mine, when I go like to mode or anything like that, it don't show that. It won't show me that I'm in menu, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It doesn't show on the TV. But I tried to do that to see, this morning I was trying to do that to see, was it something with the color?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell if I'm on color because it don't show nothing, it's just black.
Oh, that's crazy.
You can hear the sound and you can change the channel, based on the sound. That's how I know the channel changed.
Okay.
Yeah, so, all that's working. I just don't know why the screen, it didn't happen like it. 5 or 6 on this morning.
Mm.
Just when, I was actually listening to Channel 9 News on John Gruden. As soon as you started talking about him, it went completely black.
Mm.
So I said, oh, wow. I think it's if I can't see it.
That's true.
And sometimes I go control. I hit something by accident because the button's so small.
Right.
Mm. And I hit something like I had did, I think I had hit HDMI.
Mm.
1, 2 or something, and then I pressed the channel to change, and it went back to the record. But it might be on, and it can't be on that because it wouldn't have the sound of the channel. So I don't think it's on HD mode. And I have went out and bought this antenna for radius. I got an antenna that picks up 40 miles.
Okay.
And I just put it on there. I just went and got it 2 or 3 days. Last week. And it started getting channels, adding more channels, digital and antenna, and it's playing fine, but I have my antenna in Wenton.
That's true.
I mean, this TV is really new. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
that's crazy.
So I went back up to all my moms and told them about it. I said, hey,
right. Yeah, unless you get their warranty, which I was going to get the warranty for the TV, but I didn't. I waited too long to get it.
Right.
But in the next next time, next TV I do get, I'm gonna get a warranty on
right.
it because
I try to get, you know, and this was a gift to me.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
yeah.
I try to get it, but that's what my wife was telling me, talking about. You know, get the small TV. I was like, I can watch my phone. Then,
right.
And,
right.
But they told me at Walmart, they told me to look on the back of the TV for the people. It's a
manufacturer. Yeah, okay.
And they say call them, and they probably will replace, you know, or fix it.
Right.
So now I got to go on and have a look at you say, see if I can pull up anything on my settings, and then call them while I'm messaging the TV.
Right.
Them, hey, I don't really want to tell them it was lightning.
Right.
That I think done it because it doesn't, you know, if you ain't got the warranty,
exactly.
It don't cover it. It's like,
exactly.
It's just as they say, a freak accident of nature.
Right. Very true.
Just tell them to pop it off on the moment. So I unplugged it before you came.
Okay.
I unplugged it and turned it off. And I said, I'm going to see.
If that
sometime,
helps.
Like I said,
say,
in your mind. Dust off of and at night go out. I guess it like being dirty. I
right,
know.
Right.
It feels like I'm playing better with the dust.
Right. That's crazy.
And then I got some cable cords on there for the DVD player and all that stuff there.
Right.
And it's not hooked up, but I just never took it out.
Okay.
It's just still plugged in the back.
Okay.
And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if that has anything to do with
it. It shouldn't, but when they hurt you, like to unplug them, and then when you plug it up and turn it back on, they'll see what happens.
Yeah, 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 I'm glad. But even if it do come on, I'm still going to call them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I don't want it to happen again.
Again, right.
Permanent,
exactly.
Know, so I might as well get on top of it now
right.
and get them to replace.
Yeah, that's true.
Citizen on my phone that just hit me and said there's some lady walking down Cicero and something butt naked.
That's crazy. It used to be, there was a guy out south around 87th, from 87th in Greenwood all the way down to Stony Island and back down from Stony Island to 91st Second. This man, a couple of years, like a good year or so, he would be walking around buck naked, all of that distance.
Right.
And then, when he wasn't walking around buck naked, he would have either a skirt on or a dress.
Right, yeah, you see.
Yeah, and that went on for a while, and then I saw him maybe about a year ago, so he had clothes on, but I guess he was still out on the street or whatever.
Right.
You can tell something's definitely wrong. Yeah.
That's how, I don't know if you know Bernard Randolph, he's played for the ball.
I heard the name, I think. Mm-hmm.
Behind Mark McGuire.
Okay.
That's how he is. That's somebody. He was the number one drafted player coming out of the NCAA. He was the NCAA Player of the Year.
Mm.
He was the number one pick for the New York Knicks.
Mm.
Went out, somebody slipped him on me.
That's totally
now
up, huh?
He wears, you know, different kinds of clothes, but the boy still can play ball.
Mm.
He like 56, 57 pounds. And he's still, I mean, he'd be out there with lady shoes on, killing them young.
That's crazy.
And, I mean, he is. You know, Mark Wild was getting all the attention from Western, because they went to Western House together and DePaul.
Mm.
So he was always playing behind Mark in the limelight. And when Mark left and went pro, he took off. You know what I mean? He was killing them at DePaul.
Mm.
And they picked him as the number one pick in the NBA. Never made it to the Knicks, man. Went out, party hard. And somebody, you know, it's, I don't understand. People jealous of him.
That's
don't
exactly
want
what
to
it
see
was.
Him. Yeah, they don't want it. It's always you're the ones you call family or your close friends that really be doing it to.
Yep.
Because they be jealous.
Yep. Exactly what it is,
And then, man, he about, I think Bernard, about 6'7", 6'8".
Mm.
to him, we hold a normal conversation. But I used to tell him, nah, you don't remember me? He said, yeah, I know you, cuz. I said, man, you remember when I dunked on you? He said, no, you ain't never dunked on me. You know, he get, right. You know, he come back to reality when you're talking right. Something he understands.
Right.
And that's why I said, yeah, he got plenty of sense, but he go in and out. And then my, one of my best friends, we like 50-year partners. We've been knowing each other since we was like 5 or 7 years old. Mm. And his brother, his oldest brother, Jack, he was a country slick boy, you know, but he was, you know, he wasn't no thug. You know, okay. He loved to gamble and all that kind of stuff there. And they did him the same way. They sent the man home, butt naked in the barrel.
Mm.
He in and out. He had a nice woman who had a baby around. He got a daughter. But he live on his own now, but he's never been the same. He always looked like he on, you know, towards the psych meds, you know, like he on some heavy medication every day.
Look at her. She walk around. She got a Halloween basket and a mask.
Oh, that's what I ain't seen. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I know I seen the pink thing.
Yeah, she had a Halloween basket and a
mask.
Oh,
she got the basket. Yeah. That was just hand to hand. Yeah. Shot up on the block and this and that, but none of that, man.
No,
because
they're not taught to fight. Well, you gotta
Know how to fight.
Well, that's true. It's a trickle-down thing. They took the gym out of schools, so they're not athletic.
Right.
They're not taught to be athletic or consider things like that or sports.
Right.
So they're taught to do the easy way. Everything's the easy way out. Right. So
right.
You know.
Yeah, instant gratification.
Exactly.
Gotta get it quick. See, and then when they took the youth centers, I think the last youth center that was really running besides the YMCA is for old folks, they say. But,
are you serious?
Yeah, that's what they say to them old folks for the YMCA.
Oh, wow.
You know, I grew up in YMCA.
Yeah.
I learned how to swim, play sports, everything, mm-hmm. Went to camp. But you know, I also came up in the youth center, ABC, 13th place, you know, and they used to take us to camp winter and the summer. Whenever we was out of school, we was going to camp. And they took that away. It gave us
an outlet.
Yeah, you know, to see that the grass was green on the other side. And we was going to camp within Illinois, but just because the ride was kind of long, we always thought we was going to another country.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But, you know, I was just talking to somebody about it in the church, one of the pastors. I was saying, you know, what happened is they're taking everything from the kids, you know. And see, kids nowadays don't even need a mother and father. They go on the internet. Make their parents.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Everything is about the internet. You know, you go on there, how should my father be? And it, you know, tell you, and that's what they think, you know.
Exactly.
And the thing about it is, the Bible teaches us and told us this here, where it say the Lord and mother be in each other, the father and son are be in each other next, you know, trying to hurt harm and very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is, because mothers now and grandmothers have decreased in age.
Yep. So
you
true.
Know, you got a grandmother that's 35,
yep.
40 years old. You
yep.
got a mother, you know, from 12 to 19, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, you still doing the same thing. So when your kid gets become a teenager, they, you know, they see you. You're yep. living like they live. That's
exactly.
why they have no respect for their mothers and fathers.
Exactly. Yep, so true.
Yeah. I was in the bank the other day, and this young boy, I've been seeing him and knowing him for a little bit. And coming in the bank, and the bank was closed, but they had, because of the holiday, they had the ATMs, you know, where mm-hmm. you can get them right in the best.
Right.
So when I stepped in there, the young boy is up against, sitting on the floor, up against the wall, but you really wouldn't notice him because he got his legs like up,
mm-hmm.
he got his feet to his chest, but you wouldn't notice him until you all come all the way in. So I said, what are you doing? And he was like, I said, that's bad. And,
right.
When you can get out here, man. And, you know, I mean, that's a lot of things for you to do.
Right.
And they don't take them opportunities, man.
No, they don't.
If you don't give them nothing, they're going to shoot you. If you don't say nothing, they're going to kill you. You know, it's all kind of stupid stuff.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'll be like the block by home and build the way picked up from me. That block, I've had to build for 20-something years. Mm. And that block has never, ever. And there's people that have been on that block since, you know, the late 50s and early 60s. Mm-hmm. So they don't allow nothing to come on that block. They band together, you know, like they tried to sell drugs on the block. Man, I chased them off the block back then, you know, telling the police, hey, you know. And that, they don't come on that block at all. You don't get no shooting and different things, but everything around you.
Yes.
You know, the next block, oh, it's hell. The block over on the other side is hell, you know.
Yep.
And it's always, you know, I'd be like, hey, because, you know, sometimes I hate to be over there because, you know, my son lives in the building.
Okay.
And, you know, I come from here, you know, because mainly it's closer for me to the hospital. So when I be coming, you know, sometimes I don't feel like going to the house or something. I had fixed up the first floor in the basement.
Okay.
I was fixing up really for my kids and family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's understandable.
Yeah, you know what you need space? Me and my wife been together 43 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah, 43 years, you know. And I tell her, you know, she'll call me sometime. I'm coming over there. You going home, okay? You know, that's what we do. We switch up every now and then. But we have our moments, man.
Right.
That's the good thing I like about God. You know, because when he created us as creatures, he also created family.
That's true.
Was the second greatest thing he did.
Yep, that's true.
And without family, man, I mean, this life is really miserable.
Yes, sir.
I love mine.
Yes, sir.
It's like this guy, this resident, he's not committed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in my pocket, I was going to get a guy about $5, $10. Mm-hmm. I was being hit. He said, man, can I get some change? I said, brother, I ain't got nothing for you. Mm-hmm. The guy, you know, he got the look on his face like, well, I said, man, help you do this, that, mm-hmm. that. But, you know, if he'd ask me why, then I'm going to explain it to him.
Right.
You know, man, if this ain't going to do nothing, then you can't be independent. And, you know, it's worse for a man.
Yep.
Especially when you bag up money and you fix your whole mouth to ask a woman for something.
Yep.
And women now are more, you know, outstanding and independent. You know, they quickly go, I ain't finna give you nothing. You
exactly.
Gonna give me and take care of you.
Exactly.
And they'd be right. That's what God put us in mind for.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
That's
sad. It is sad.
Yeah, in front of the van.
In front of the van, okay.
Yeah, you can turn right in front of the van.
It's people driving like maniacs.
Yeah, they always act like they're in a rush.
To go no place, yep.
Yeah, always act. No more respect out here. Then you get killed, you gotta watch it. Because if you cut somebody off, you gotta worry about it. They're gonna pull up and shoot you.
Right. You wanna go right here?
No, all the way down.
Oh, you want to see your house? Okay.
No, I'm going to the corner.
Oh, corner. Oh, no, by Augusta. Gotcha.
Park in front of the church.
Okay. Where do you normally live?
Oh, I stay in South Hollins.
Oh, do you? Okay.
That's where you was at. See, this is my truck right here. And this is my son's right there.
Gotcha.
Where you sleep.
Gotcha.
Then I got my little work field.
Okay.
You see this straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll see it. It's a Dodge Caliber. I just park it here because I only keep one car in the garage.
Gotcha.
See how it's spaced out? That's what I was saying. I'm gonna move it up some so it'll look like somebody. You know, it belonged to somebody.
Right.
Yeah, you want me to sign again?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
But I can just walk back down here, man.
Right there.
Definitely going to go ahead and do what you said, but you don't seem to be afraid of God to come on.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you got the light. Okay. You don't have to.
I got it. Okay. No cars are coming, so you should be okay.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Payne, you take it easy.
All right, you too. I'll probably see you tomorrow because I'm going on Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, no problem.
Woo!
too now.